That is Steve.
Steve.
I'm not going to attempt to say it now because I've already. No, it's Bob Simpson who's doing the show after Wayne came in and got your surname correct first time off.
Frankenstein.
I feel bad now. I've been saying it wrong for the last hour. There we go.
That's all right.
That was you with California Dreaming, and you were saying harmonica player on that was?
Paul Jones from Manfred Mann.
Who looks
and Radio
incredible.
2.
72 years old, is he?
Oh, man, yeah, he's still got it.
Mm.
I mean, his harmonica on that, we did actually do loads of takes, and he did some stuff that's amazing, but obviously for a radio record, you can't keep all that stuff in. You've got just... Here's a little solo here, a little bit at the end, and Bob's your uncle.
I was going to say, we've been talking about, you know, singing competitions, we're calling it in general.
Yeah, yeah.
They have this thing about you've got to be... It's weird, because when you are 25, you go, oh, if I don't make it by the time I'm 30, I might as well be dead, because when you get to 35, it's the end.
Yeah.
But and then you sort of go past that. Not so I haven't gone past 35, obviously, but when you go past that... Do you sort of look back and think, oh, I was trying so much to get into a rush to do things? And as you get older, I know when you're 20, you think people over the age of 40 are basically in a coffin on the way to the cemetery.
I did do that. When I got to 30, I decided to give up. And I concentrated on my, at the time, an artist. I had found a couple of artists and I wrote for them and got them record deals. And that's where I thought my career was going. And, in a way, that might have been a good idea. And I only really went for the talent show, not to really have a hit or anything massive. You kind of just want to showcase what you do. Because I still loved singing.
Yeah.
And I still wanted to make some money from it. But you don't have any burning ambition to become a pop star. And that's what I found really amusing, was that when you do go on a talent show, and I was fortunate enough, because it was luck, or there might have been an agenda to have an older guy win it because it was a TV show, whatever it might have been. But when I had that good fortune... It's amazing that they want to start branding you as a pop star or sex symbol.
Yeah.
And all that stuff that you're thinking, no. I'm at the time, I was 36, 37. I can't touch my toes. I'm planning to get married. Yeah. I'm settling down. I want to have kids. I'm not going to be a pop star. I don't want to be a pop star.
You'd already been doing support for Dionne Warwick. You were just about to do ask for support for Lionel Richie.
Yeah.
And you decided, instead of doing that, to, again, as we're saying, sliding doors, you went off
In terms of sliding doors, that was the moment, because I think I don't try and live with regret.
No.
But I've learned a lot by doing it. It's taken me on a journey that's been difficult, and but it's also rewarding in terms of my mind, my working my mind. I mean, mental health is a major thing, you know, as people now realising it is a problem. And I have had moments when I was younger that I found difficult. This has been challenging, to say the least.
Mm.
However, I feel great that I'm so together.
Yeah.
And that I can deal with it. Because I know there's a lot of people that wouldn't have dealt with what I've dealt with.
No.
And I'm thinking, yeah, man, I'm wicked. I can deal with this stuff.
Oh, be careful. Did you panic? I thought you were
going to
say a bad word.
I was thinking, I can deal with it. And I get the abuse on Twitter. And I say what I like, and I like what I say, because I know I'm right.
Yeah.
I'm always right. Come on Twitter and tell me I'm wrong.
Yeah, go on, because it is good fun. I like watching it. It's like a car crash. It's great fun. Things must have changed. Obviously, you got married and you've now got two children.
Yeah. It does change your life, and I don't really tweet about that, and I don't mention it on Facebook so much because it is my joy. And that's part of the joy that I don't like to kind of share too much.
Yeah.
And that is the best thing in life. However, you know, and this is something I do say because I've got friends that don't have children.
Yeah.
And it is something that you love. Life would have been different if I hadn't had children. But there's no rights or wrongs. And I don't like to kind of say, I'm not one of these parents. Oh, children are the greatest thing ever. They are. For me, they're great.
Yeah.
They might not be for everyone.
Yeah.
But that's my personal love. And that's what keeps me going. Music, I love my music. But it's not, you know, I've got no... You know, if anything happens to career... unfortunately, I doubt anything massive is going to happen again, because I've never... This is don't. I just enjoy my music, but my love is my kids.
Mm.
Yeah.
And so, with gigs coming up and new bits of writing, what are you going to be up to in the future?
Ooh, well, I'm thinking about doing a new album. I don't like to talk about too much in case I don't. I've had so many things go wrong. I don't really like to. Oh, I'm doing this next, and this is going to be great, because you know, chances are it won't be. So, you know, I've got a couple of little things that are interesting.
Mm.
I've got a friend of mine that's he's a friend. He's a biker, and he's got a movie that he's doing. But he's got a colourful life, and he used to be with a big gang that's notorious. And he's doing it. They're making a film about his life, and he's asked me to play a part in it.
Oh, excellent.
Which is quite funny, because I did Our House, the musical, which was fantastic. That was, I love doing theatre, and I'd love to do film at some point. I'm not driven. If it falls on my lap, I'm going to take it. And this fell on my lap, and he said, "Go, oh, Steve, you're going to have to be play a part. You're going to have to be a biker." Oh, fine. Yeah, let's do it. So we're doing that later this year.
Yeah.
Doing the album and my band. I've got a new band called the Terrells, which is a soul band, and we're going to be doing a few of the old soul classics. We're writing some old soul sounding tunes, like the Northern Soul thing, and a bit of Philly, a bit of the Luther stuff as well. Yeah. So we're making this. I want to go out and do some music, not with the Steve Brookstein.
Yeah,
I want to go out and just do some music, and it's not all about me, you know. And the Trails is something that would really work for me.
Well, thank you very much for coming. End on a song. We started on a song, we're ending on a song. Thank you very much for coming in and taking the drive.
Oh, my pleasure.
Down into sunny Essex. If you want to find out more about Steve, you can go to allthewsstevebrookstein.com. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Or you can follow him on Twitter at Steve Brookstein, and it's well worth following him on Twitter, because you do come out with some outrageous and very funny things. And do you know what I like? I like it when you just see, I watch somebody, they can have a pop, and you can see it build up, and you must just sit there going, I'll give it 5 minutes, and they're going to and then you just go bang, and they're gone. the legs get cut from underneath them. It's quite good.
And then I delete all the evidence. I just delete all the tweets. I'm not. They're not getting on my timeline. I don't know what these monkeys are like. Fools. Anyway.
But it's lovely to meet you. Thank you very much.
It's a pleasure.
And what are we going to end with? I'll let you pick. We've got a huge stack of songs here. So which one would you like to end on?
Oh, blimey. Do you know what? Something really nice and uplifting.
Mm-hmm.
So there's Donny Hathaway. Flying Easy. Thank you.
You're welcome.
We're flying high on the velvet sky.